KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we're happy that you're with us on this Monday, the 12th of August. Cloudy and 71 degrees on our way to 84 today. And we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning via the KVOE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line by Amanda Gutierrez, Emporia Rec Commission Assistant Director, and Bruce Bechter of BG Consultants, as we talk about some public input activity that's going to be starting here very soon. Amanda, good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Good to talk to you.
I haven't talked to you gentlemen in so long.
It's been a minute, hasn't it?
It has, so it's so good to be back.
Great to have you here as always. Bruce, good morning. How are you?
Oh, very good. Thank you for having me this morning.
Well, glad to have you both in. And Amanda, I wanted to start here because we've been talking about new or expanded public recreation facility now for months here in the press, but for you guys at the Rec Commission, it's been kind of a years-long discussion point, and it looks like things are moving new with public input meetings tentatively slated for tomorrow. I guess my question that I wanted to start off with is, it's going to be a big investment for the community here once the special election sets up for early next year. Talk a little bit about the quality of life side of this and why this is such an important deal for the community as to a public recreation facility in general, and specifically what may be coming for Emporia.
You're right. You've heard about this for a year, but man, we've really been talking about this for many, many years. And you know, when you're talking about this type of investment, I think it should probably be a process that takes a lot of time, so that we make sure that we do it right. And probably the most important thing is we've got to make sure that we do something that the community wants, that the community will use, and something the community will be proud of. And you said the word quality of life, and I can't kind of emphasize that enough. You know, I'm fortunate enough that I get to go work at the rec center every day, and I just see the impact that facility has on all types of people. You know, I mean, from little kids who are maybe there for swim lessons, or three-year-olds that start playing soccer or baseball, softball, or basketball, or whatever it is. But I also see folks down there who, you know, are maybe in the pool. You know, they might be, I help teach a Fit Forever class fill in. And, you know, we've got an 87-year-old who comes 5 days a week to participate in that. You know, even our day trips are really popular. Some of our older folks who really like to get out and do some things, but maybe don't want to drive themselves. So the impact that our facility has on people on a daily basis, it stretches far and wide. I'm proud of what we do. We can continue to do what we're doing, but we're just, you know, the building that we have today is, it's just small and kind of outdated. And, you know, if we can just get a little bit bigger, and there's just so much more that we can provide and so many more people that we can impact on a daily basis. And I could keep going and even then talk about, the economic impact that our facility could have, you know, for our community as well. You know, if we could host some volleyball tournaments or basketball tournaments or soccer tournaments, and again, I could go on and on.
I bet you could. In fact, I know you could.
I think that's a jab, but I'll take it.
No. Bruce, let's talk to you about facility-wise. I guess at this point we are looking at the new building angle here with this?
Correct. Currently right now, there's a process to go through. So starting from new, if you will, have a blank slate, and going through a planning and a programming process for the proposed new facility, and seeing what type of components the public's wanting, the steering committee's interested in, and trying to, I hate to say plug and play, but how many basketball courts, what kind of aquatic facilities, what kind of locker room or front entrance, and those type of things, and try to right size it and go through that process.
So how important are these, is the public input then for this, Bruce?
Oh, tremendous. In fact, that was an emphasis we heard from the beginning is, make sure that the public has a say in it, and make sure the public would be happy with it and understand what they're getting at the end, and let them be part, listen to their voices, those type of things. So we have multiple public engagements. In fact, we brought on a specialty firm that would help with that. as engineers and architects and the steering committee, you know, city, rec center, and school district. We've had plenty of those throughout our careers, but there's a special consulting firm, Shockey Consulting, that will help with the public engagement, and we've had that set up for four different times throughout this planning process, so about once a month, and be able to get public input and let the public also understand how we're going through the process and what kind of thoughts and ideas in planning we can accumulate from their thoughts and ideas and put on paper.
Bruce, it's you know, the way it's outed is the game plan is to kick things off tomorrow. Are we still looking at tomorrow, or is that date shifted?
No, it's tomorrow. I do believe there's a plan to be at the at all the schools for the kickoff tomorrow in the afternoons when folks have a chance to walk through. We also plan on being at the fairgrounds, and this is to collect a survey and information. And it's a build upon, as Amanda talked about, that there's been a number of times that the public's been engaged, and like I said, we're starting from a clean slate, so get as much public input as we can, touch as many people, get their thoughts and ideas, and have that public outreach here tomorrow evening. But there will also be a chance for folks to provide that, I think, clear up until the 23rd. There'll be a QR code and access online to provide survey information for those that aren't able to see tomorrow night.
Now, are we talking just basically this kind of a meet-and-greet type of deal? Any rough presentations that are going to be there? I know Aaron Harder, who's a committee chair, had mentioned about like a short survey that you can take here as well. It shouldn't take more than 3 to 5 minutes to participate in. How are you going to gain this input here, both tomorrow and then also with these other sessions?
Yeah, like you stated, it's more to talk with people and have a survey. I'd say 3 to 5 minutes would be a good comment on the time or expected time for it. But the other public engagements, once we start putting pen to paper and have planning and programming for spaces and uses, things of that nature, the public steering committee, public, everyone will be able to see that as it moves along and have input. But the first one's really to find out from the past surveys, is everything still accurate with where folks are thinking, or try to engage a larger section or have the biggest section of population provide input so that we can move forward.
All right, we're with Bruce Bechter of BG Consultants, Amanda Gutierrez, Emporia Rec Center, public input on the possibility of a new Emporia Rec Center here, and it should be, I guess, put on the ballot sometime early next year. Amanda, are you still looking at identifying a specific location?
Yeah, the steering committee is kind of also tasked with that, with the help of, the architects and the engineers. And actually, the steering committee tonight actually is going to just kind of drive around town, and just look at several locations. You know, our first survey did say that, to try to keep the center community centrally located. But, you know, we're talking about a pretty good-sized building, which is going to take a pretty good-sized piece of land. So, you know, there's thoughts of where we would really like to see it, but the committee is going to kind of look around tonight, and just look at different areas of where maybe it could fit.
On the meeting format, you know, as mentioned, there's kind of a pop-up meetings, the fairgrounds, different schools. And, Bruce, the way it sounds here, too, once you have upcoming engagement sessions, that this is going to be, in some cases, what is it, a two-day set, and there's going to be kind of a rapid turnaround from the information that you gather versus presenting the findings of that here to the Rec Commission's steering committee the next day. This is something that I've never heard of, that type of a rapid turnaround in order to get that information out to the public. How much of a challenge is that going to be?
It will be intense, a lot of hours spent, so it won't be an 8-to-5 type work setting here for these type of engagements. But it's really a lot of work plays up until the Tuesdays is what we have set for having a work session, and then gathering all that information, putting it together, listening to what we've heard from the steering committee, from the public, and then kind of giving a breakdown or a rundown of what Tuesday was on a Wednesday morning, if you will, so that the steering committee makes sure we're hearing what they heard, and then we go back and work again for another 2, 3, 4 weeks, and then come back again for another public engagement and show where we've worked through the process and right-sizing some of the spaces.
Okay, so again, the public input sessions taking place here. Bruce, again, just kind of list out for where you're going to be tomorrow and what times people can give that public engagement and that public input.
Sure. So the school district has graciously let us be able to come in and do the survey. So the open houses that they're having on Tuesday evening, I think some are 4 to 6. I think maybe the early childhood is 3 to 5. High school might be a little different time, maybe a little later, but we'll be coming in at those times with a clipboard and paper and do a survey. We'll have a QR code also that's available, those who'd like to do it online. And we'll be out boots on the ground, if you will. And then later that evening, we'll be out at the fairgrounds and kind of carve out a spot and be able to walk around, have folks come by also, and provide input on the survey. And this first portion of it is what Amanda said, is they've done a number of these in the past and have really good input. It's just to do a check on that to make sure we're still looking in the right direction, make sure we get enough people, the community that wants to have a say in it, come talk, learn a little bit and understand the process. So the next time we have another public engagement, they're more than welcome to attend and would like them to attend. We encourage it. So we thought the fair, having a good cross-section of Emporia, would be a good time to have a lot of people in a concentrated area and get input there.
All right. So, Amanda, you are planning more public input sessions, though, throughout this process?
That is correct. So tomorrow night is much more of a pop-up. So we're trying to meet people where they're at. And that's why the fairgrounds and the schools. But like Bruce was saying, there's probably one every month. So there'll be another one the middle of September, planning on a Tuesday night. I think it's September 17th. There'll be another one, I think, in October 15th, and another one in November. And so, again, we'll give people plenty of time, because those probably will be a little bit more, come and listen to probably a small presentation. And, again, I think they're going to kind of build on it. So they'll talk about what they heard from this survey and so on. So, again, it is a community rec center, and we're building it for the community. So I hope we get as many voices and as much participation as we can get.
I know there's still plenty to do as far as location, what the facility exactly will entail. But, Bruce, is there any kind of ballpark financial number that's in play here that you're looking at?
I don't know if there is one set just yet, but from understanding what comments are of the steering committee and the public has provided input in the past, so just understanding the program and the facilities, we're still putting that together. So no, I don't know if I can say it's going to be X amount of dollars just yet, but okay. Anyway, we're working through that process, and that will be coming in the future. And actually, the cost estimate is going to be provided by the CMAR, Hutton, as we move through the process. So once we start putting lines on paper to show walls and facility sizes, then the contractor will be able to provide us costs.
Well, yeah, and I mean, obviously we don't know exactly where this is going to be, so land purchases, all that
still
going to have to come into play. So, well, Bruce, we appreciate your time this morning.
Yes, thank you for having me.
All right, Amanda, good to talk to you.
Gentlemen, it is always a pleasure.
Have a great day.
Thank you.
Yeah, Amanda Gutierrez, Assistant Director of the Emporia Recreation Commission, and Bruce Bechter, BG Consultants, joining us on our primetime Newsmaker. Chuck?
All right, if you want to be part of the Newsmaker spots this week, the only one we got is Friday. So if you want that one, or one of the spots that we do have for a wide-open week next week, let us know, 620-342-1400, or email kvwe@kvwe.com. Obviously, schools are getting ready to launch here this week and next, and Emporia launches with Jumpstart tomorrow, official first day of class is Wednesday. Superintendent Allison Anderson Harder joins us tomorrow morning, 7:20 here
jumps
on KVUA.
Jumps into our primetime newsmaker slot right here. And our newsmaker this morning brought to you by Prairie Land Partners John Deere. 1 mile west of Emporia on Highway 50, Prairie Land Partners John Deere, delivering the right solution. 737, 71 degrees. Good morning. We'll check the weather next.
Calling all parents. Get ready to unlock your child's potential this fall at Imaginarium. Enrollment